seriously, this is the best use of your time? Get help. In the meantime, back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Nicholas.
Hi, Nicholas.
Now, this takes us back to Win Rob's Change that we do every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. And this round for the Mega Bucket also includes a second chance using Circles with an S, the social media positivity app where you create a group chat with people not using Circles. And within that group chat, as long as it includes the Circles buddies, you're guessing what the final amount is. And whoever gets it right first would be declared the winner and also win the same amount. But that deadline for all those entries, all those guesses, is tomorrow at midnight. So Nicholas says, Rob, please know that I'm just a dumb truck driver.
Oh, no.
Now, I hope, Nicholas, that you're self-identifying as both and not tying the two together. In other words, you recognize you're dumb. Cool. That's good. I think that self-awareness is good. And you're just letting me know what you do for a profession. Because the two things are not related in any way.
Exactly.
There are a lot of really stupid doctors, lawyers, teachers,
Amen.
People in the military, etc. And just because you are a truck driver, the opposite is true as well. There are some brilliant ones of them. So I hope you're not tying two together and you're just having fun.
Keep America moving.
Nicholas says, if a random caller wins, does that give everyone on Circles with an S the chance to put in the correct answer? And then they win. Sorry, I didn't read the rules. Just wanted to ask. This is all covered in the rules that are at radradio.com. But yeah, the likeliness we're going to have a winner before Friday at midnight when the Circles thing, you're done guessing, is so low given the way the clues are written and the path that Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, is going down. But if that were to happen, yeah, at that point, everybody in Circles that has a chat open would be able to go in and just write as quickly as they could, put it in. And it would come down to who got it in first. But what if somebody's already guessed it? Like yesterday, They figured it out. They used one of their many guesses.
That'd be crazy.
More explanation when we play every morning at 6:30 and 9:30. We're about to play a totally different game, the pressure cooker. And then when we go to commercial break, if you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, you, instead of getting the sights and sounds of what's going on in the studios, will get the Dogwoods Resort Canine Cam.
Oh, the big little puppies.
What's coming up, Brando?
We've got your labs, Scout and Sarge, hanging out with their parents. Sarge gets interviewed by your wife, Christina, and Sarge's voice is narrated by Rob.
What?
While viewers... he's actually sitting on the back of your couch, like on top of the cushion on the back part. And he's telling the camera, this is what the family does in the evening at Williams Manor.
Aw, sweet.
I'm painfully aware.
And then we've got a maggot from Alpharetta, Georgia, who submitted this video of an 11-year-old dog named Kramer howling at the camera. Bean, the French bulldog, loves belly rubs. Same, Beans. Same. And Hera, the 3-year-old German Shepherd, plays in the water at an undisclosed location around Rye Patch Reservoir, likely where insidious acts are committed.
I am shocked. It's an actual canine featuring all canines.
Whoa!
Just wait for the next one.
Yep. Okay, good. Good. Good to know, because we do feature all animals for some reason on the Canine Cam. Send in whatever videos you have, horizontally recorded, RAD, at radradio.com, and you could be featured on Rad TV, available at members.radradio.com. We're going to play the pressure cooker right now.
Pressure cooker.
A pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. And everybody that wins is qualified for the grand prize drawing to be upgraded to a pair of tickets that are actually in the front row. Caller 18, hello, Mike.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question. It's true, false. So you have a 50-50 shot. You got to get that one right and then four more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done to give you your score and everyone playing along the answers. And I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say Labrador Retriever and then you say German Shepherd, I have to take Labrador Retriever as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No, sir. Shut up, Don.
Oh, you're so polite, though.
Yes, as proven by him telling you to shut up.
But at least he said sir in there.
Bam. Yeah, as long as you say sir, you can do it. Your Honor, I called her ma'am the whole time I was raping her.
Aww. Right, that's what was missing. Right. Shut up, Don, ma'am. Shut up, ma'am.
Here we go, Mike. True or false, a banana is technically a berry.
True.
According to the nursery rhyme, which part of the human body, technically known as the hallux, went to the market?
Pass.
How many total NBA games are there scheduled today? Dendrophobia is the fear of what?
Teeth.
What reality TV star has a clothing line called Skims?
Kim K?
On which streaming service will you find the show called Unlocked, a Jail Experiment?
I don't know.
Okay, and you know, why even bother to mention a streaming service? You know, there's only 18 of them.
Maybe,
you could have just...
Yeah, it was overload. He couldn't shout one out.
Shouted one at some point. I don't understand. We have through 6 questions.
You only need 5.
Let's see how he did. I mean, wow. He passed on 2 of them at least.
Well, you never know.
Actually, I think I just gave it away to a lot of people.
You never know until you know.
True or false, a banana is technically a berry. He said that is true. And he didn't answer as though he was listening yesterday, and that's why he knows, because this came up. Kyle has an issue with science.
Oh, science?
Science is who says that bananas are berries.
But they're not round.
Right, which makes no sense, but yes.
Science also said Pluto was a planet at one time and took it away, so it's very bipolar. So how the hell are we going to trust it, Rob?
This one hasn't changed.
No, hey, but you make a great point. You do make a great point. That is a much better answer than it's not round. He passed, I believe. I said, according to the nursery rhyme, which part of the human body, technically known as the hallux, went to the market? He passed, right? He didn't say anything, did he?
He passed, yeah.
One of the toes.
Big toe.
The piggy, little piggy.
What'd you say,
the
Kyle?
The big toe.
The big toe. This little piggy went to market, and you wiggle the child's big toe.
Oh, that's right. It is the big toe.
The child's second toe stayed home. The child's third toe had roast beef. Fourth toe had none, and the pinky toe went wee, wee, wee.
Oh,
and then you torture your child by tickling them and give them PTSD. How many total NBA games are there scheduled today? He said 2.
4.
1.
0 games.
Oh,
darn it.
NBA. They had the Eastern playoffs last night, and then the final play-in games are tomorrow night. We'll do the Mixed Pick Sports Show at 10 a.m. as we do every weekday on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. On the Rad Radio app and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM 890 AM, I asked, dendrophobia is the fear of what? I didn't hear what he said.
No idea.
He answered? I thought he said pass. Maybe I'm wrong.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that he didn't say, and it's not going to matter to the outcome, trees.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
I was thinking dandruff.
People with this specific phobia feel anxious when they think about or see a tree. Most have had negative experiences with trees.
That's so sad.
Historically came from how you grew up when you were told to go pick your switch.
Oh,
and you had to go outside and grab a limb of a tree, and it better be big enough, and we're going to use that to then beat you with it.
I wonder if my mom has this. I remember being a little kid. We went to a family reunion, and we were camping, and my little brother was a baby, and he was laying on one of those little toys where you can look up and hit the little toys where you're laying down, and a tree, we heard it crack. And then all of a sudden, we hear it crack, I look over and my mom comes and swoops up my little brother, and the big old part of the tree, half of it, landed right where he was going to be.
Whoa.
Oh my. Wow.
That would be an example of somebody
Holy
who could.
Cow.
Mama bear.
You know, this is so strange because I had to go pick my weapon of choice sometimes outside from a tree, but not often. And, you know, I love trees. So it's really weird. I'm so glad it didn't affect that. I really am, because I absolutely love trees. That sound, the trees making the wind.
You also have plenty of other things from that time of your life that could cause a lot more trauma.
So I'm really glad those things replaced that.
It would have been better had those things not occurred.
Absolutely, but since they were occurring around the same time, I'm glad the pick your stick or whatever did not. Stick.
What reality TV star has a clothing line called Skims? He went casual and said Kim K. Sure. We'll take that. Kim Kardashian released her latest Skims swimwear campaign last week. The big thing this year, by the way, not just with her, but with everyone, is snakeskin. This is the big thing.
Really? And her loungewear, amazing, but it's always sold out.
And then he couldn't think of even a streaming service just to name and guess when I asked, on which streaming service will you find the show called Unlocked, a Jail Experiment?
Hello, Netflix. Just started watching it.
I mean, at least say it. You and the rest of the country, it is the most watched show in the United States this week. It is the basic premise is you are inside an Arkansas prison. The sheriff decides that prisoners are people, and when the recidivism rate is too high, and if we treat them with some respect, we can actually make them fundamentally discouraged from committing future crimes. He was inspired to run the experiment because he was worried about the dismal conditions of jails. One of the worst, one of the things that nauseates me to death are people that joke about, oh, those damn prisoners, they have TV and stuff. First of all, there's a big difference between jail and prison. Second of all, spend some time in either one. And I don't mean go to jail or go to prison. You can do tours and things like that and see the horrific conditions that a lot of these individuals participate in. But basically, the detainees are left to decide how to run their unit. The sheriff says, quote, in this country, we have a certain perception of someone who goes to jail. But I believe they deserve dignity. Their fathers, their uncles, their sons, people care about them. They're not just a number. If you treat people right and you hold them accountable, I think they take that with them when they walk out of the facility. Spoiler alert, he believes that it was a huge success. There is some controversy surrounding the show only in the question of whether or not he had the authority to allow it to be filmed. There is no controversy that suggests it's not real and it didn't really happen.
So, I mean, I just started watching. I'm not to the point yet where they start the experiment. They've put in cameras everywhere. And the guys there are already used to cameras. And they start putting in extra cameras just to have placed around so we can kind of see how it is before they start the experiment. And then they also are, I'm in the process of, they're doing interviews with certain inmates. And this one, he cracks me up for this reason. When he's talking about, he's short, and I forget, Shorty, little, they have a nickname for him, and maybe it is Shorty, but he's been a runt forever. And because of that, you know, he would get beat up, whatever. And so his way to retaliate, and he remembers as young as being 8 years old, he started carrying a switchblade. And so, and he's like, I've been stabbing people since I was 8 years old. That, like, but just the way I'm not laughing that he's done that. It is, as we're talking here, it's like, it is so normal for him, and the way it just rolls off of him of like, yeah, I've been stabbing people ever since, that give him grief for being his size. And I don't want to assign there's no remorse. It's just how he's been. It's just been his life. And so it's just so, it's like you've just described going shopping and buying a new pair of pants.
Well, the fascinating thing about it as a thought experiment and then actually doing it is that Sheriff Higgins is approaching this from the opposite direction that most people, and certainly most Americans, do. Because there is a two-thirds recidivism rate, meaning people that go to prison, go to jail, two-thirds of them wind up committing crimes again, we immediately presume that criminals are not rehabilitatable. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's about the fact that jails and prisons aren't about rehabilitation. They're about punishment. They're about authority. What if you empowered people to run their own unit, to say, I'm in charge of this unit, or we're in charge of this area. We get to decide certain things, and we're not as threatened by the guards, et cetera. And could you then see, and what Sheriff Higgins means at this point by saying, I think it was a success, is the way they behaved. They haven't been out of jail. They haven't gone out and not committed crimes, things like that. But unless you're a total moron, the fact of the matter is the American justice system is the greatest on the planet, but it is wildly flawed. That's how bad it is around the rest of the world. It is still racially biased. The correction system is a mess. And to try new things is something that should be embraced, whether they work or not.
I love this idea, and it'll be interesting to see how the recidivism rate really is affected, especially
that.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Worcestershire, I'd rather say.
Worcestershire. But to Don's story about Shorty, the switchblade is much more effective than ankle biting. So.
Yeah. Even though he's so much closer.
Yeah. Well, and they're not just starting in your run-of-the-mill jail. These are guys waiting to go to prison, and we are hardcore criminals in here. Mm. I mean, you know, this is not, I don't want to downplay this, but all they've done is stolen a car. And maybe there are some of that, but, you know, that is one of the things when they're talking to the other folks that work in this particular jail. He's like, hey, let me know what your worries are. And they're just like, well, because we've got the worst of the worst here. And so they're a little nervous of how it's going to go.
Yeah. And the classes of people that are in prison are always ganging up with their like-minded peoples. And in this way, you create a community, and hopefully it weeds out those that are the psychopaths, so that those that are there to actually be rehabilitatable, they actually can.
I have definitely changed over the years. Like, I mean, I used to just be, and maybe because I've had people in my lives that have committed crimes against me, and then also, for the most part, been around a lot of criminals because of the lifestyle I led of all the drugs I bought. So I didn't have such a high regard for anyone, obviously, that committed crimes, and the way that you're just destroying families, and just literally had, I did not care. If Rob would say to me at this particular prison or jail, they don't have access to anything and it's a horrible existence for them, I'm like, good. Yeah. And it's changed a little bit for me over the years, where there's just a little more empathy and compassion because there are people there that didn't commit it. And then also, for what we're saying, you're not getting rehabilitated there. Yeah. You know, you can't, if someone's lived this way their whole life and they have chosen from their experiences that this is the path they're going to go. Heck, from my experiences, I could have gone down a terrible path too, right? It's all choice and why and what. Maybe I had better people, you know, that were mentors along the way when I was a kid. But either way, it's like you can't just throw someone in a system like that. There is a place for obviously order and control, but that's not going to cure that person of whatever it is they have going on. And so to have them come out and they commit crimes again, it's like, well, yeah, duh.
No one of any credibility denies the studies that have been done endlessly for decades that between 10 and 30% of people in jail or prison are completely innocent of the crimes they have been accused of for a variety of reasons. Other things in the top 10, by the way, being watched on Netflix include a couple of shows that have been mentioned previously. Ian from Tech to You has mentioned Three Body Problem.
Oh, yeah.
That is for the fourth week in a row in the top 10. And both Dawn and I have mentioned The Gentleman. That's in the top 10 for the sixth week a row.
I'm not contributing anything to any of those top shows. I'm just now getting to Orange is the New Black, speaking of prisons.
Yeah. In the end, for the pressure cooker, Mike got two, right?
Oh, man. Is he still on the phone?
No, God, no.
Oh.
No. Voluntarily, he finally did hang up. Oh, I guess I lost. Yes, you did. Two more chances for you to win at 8 and 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.